Dr. Atif Hussain, Division Chief of Epilepsy, Sleep, and Neuropsychology at Duke University Hospital. Dr. Hussain, good morning. Thank you so much for your time today.
Good morning. How are you, Chris?
Doing well. I hope you are.
Thank you. I am.
As we mentioned, we're going to spring forward this weekend. Many folks probably don't think about the impacts it will have on our body, but I'm curious for you, what are the biggest impacts that this daylight saving time has on us as humans?
Well, the biggest impact is going to be that we're all going to lose 1 hour of sleep, and that's a big deal. Losing an hour of sleep can be very detrimental to health. There are studies that have shown that it increases the risk of major medical problems such as heart attacks and strokes, but also things like mood and productivity and such are really impacted by that lost 1 hour of sleep.
Do you have any tips on how we can minimize those impacts?
Absolutely. You start before the daylight saving times actually start. So, you know, it's going to be this weekend, so start now. Try to get about 15 to 30 minutes of sleep more from now until Sunday or Saturday night, and that helps mitigate some of the lost hour of sleep that we're going to experience this weekend.
How long does it take overall for our bodies to adjust to the time change?
Yeah, great question. Different people behave differently, but generally it takes anywhere from 3 or 4 days to up to a week for some people.
Wow. Wow. We've heard so much recently, Doctor, about maybe trying to do away with daylight saving time. Is that something that maybe the medical profession as a whole would be in favor of?
Absolutely. The American Academy of Sleep Medicine, which is the main professional organization for sleep physicians, has really advocated sticking to a standard time and getting rid of daylight saving time because of all the negative health impacts and other impacts from daylight saving time.
I would like your perspective on maybe just sleep as a whole. And as research continues to grow and we learn more about sleep, how important is that to our bodies, not just during this time of the year, but all year long?
Oh, sleep is critically important. You know, there isn't a physiologic function of our body that's not affected by sleep. If you look at cardiovascular health, the health of your heart, the health of your brain, these are all strongly impacted by sleep. Our mood, our GI health, all of this regulates around how well we sleep. When that is disturbed, none of our body really functions well.
Is 8 hours a day of sleep still recommended?
For a lot of people, but not for everyone. Everyone has a slightly different requirement. You shouldn't really strive to always get 8 hours. You should strive to get the correct hours for you. And that's going to depend on the individual. It's going to be anywhere from about 6 to 9 hours, but 7.5 to 8 is a good estimate for the average person.
How do you know what's right for you, doctor?
If you're repeatedly waking up with an alarm clock, feeling drowsy during the day, falling asleep pretty easily, that might be a sign that you are not getting enough sleep. It may be a sign for other medical problems as well, but if you're repeatedly waking up with an alarm clock, you're probably sleep depriving yourself.
Okay. Tells me a lot about myself.
Yeah.
Are there any misconceptions you'd like to address about sleep or just talk about the importance of it?
Well, one is, as you had alluded to earlier, is that it is not really necessary. You can cut back on sleep because the rest of your life is so busy. So we're always working. We are working into the evening hours, and we feel that, you know, if we cut back about an hour, half hour, 2 hours of sleep, not such a big deal, bad idea. That's going to catch up to you. It may not affect you in the first couple of days or even the first couple of weeks, but over time it affects you. And some of the more subtle effects are going to be on mood and concentration and things of that sort. And if you don't pay attention to that, it can lead to more serious problems.
Doctor, what's the biggest thing you want to leave our listeners with this morning?
Watch out for your sleep health. It is critical. It is critical for the rest of your health. Pay attention to it. If you start to have other issues with your sleep, such as snoring or falling asleep during the day without meaning to, not being able to sleep at night, those are serious issues. Talk to your doctor about it. There may be something more that you need to look into.
Dr. Atif Hussain with Duke University. Doctor, really appreciate the time and the perspective today. Hope we get a chance to talk sometime in the future.
Absolutely. Thank you very much,
Chris. Thank you so much. Have a great day.